From your perspective, being in the WSA tower at Bentwaters, was the big red blue unidentified, was it parked right over the weapons storage area?
No. I was looking out over the WSA area. I did have some radio traffic that I could catch. I could hear them talking about things in the woods and, you know, lights in the woods and things bumping in the trees.
Do you think it was Colonel Halt's investigation?
It was somebody investigating. I couldn't tell you who was absolutely there. I believe Burroughs was out there at the time. Maybe somebody mentioned his name. I know there were people out there, and there was quite a few people out there. I think they even had Geiger counters out there.
Well, it sounds that this occurred on the night that Colonel Halt and Monroe Nevels was there from emergency preparedness, and Lieutenant Bruce England from B Flight, and Sergeant Adrian Bastinza from D Flight. John Burroughs was there. A lot of people were there. And that sounds like this is the night that you saw this object.
Well, it probably was. And there could have been more than one thing come down from it that evening.
Now, after many hours out in Rendlesham with at least 30 men and Colonel Halt and tape recorders, light alls, they had the radiation meters, they were...
Yeah, they had everything.
Yeah. And you're in the Bentwaters WSA. Did you all have any formal or informal gathering to discuss what had happened after that night?
Nope. I was never talked to about it. Ever.
Not by anyone?
Not by anyone.
And yet you were watching this big red blue light that was hovering close enough for you to see it.
Yes, and making radio transmissions about it. And there was somebody that came up in my tower, but I don't know who he was. I don't know where he was from. I don't know what organization he was with. He came up looking through a scope. I didn't get to look at the scope. I don't know who he was or what department he was with. I could make an assumption, but it would just be an assumption.
What would your assumption be?
OSI.
Was he civilian or Air Force dressed?
No, he was military. I just don't know what department he was from.
Okay. What kind of scope was he looking at the red-blue light with?
Just like a spotting scope, which would have given very good magnification.
Did he make any comments to you?
No. No, he didn't speak.
Wow.
Well, he didn't speak.
You tried to speak.
I'm sure I tried to speak, but he didn't. So what do you do?
Well, did you try to explain to him that you had seen a light leave the big red-blue light and go down?
I'm sure I gave him every bit of information I had. Nobody else came up the tower. I had to let him up because I had my gate closed. Nobody could come up without me allowing it.
How long did he stay there?
15, 20 minutes maybe.
And when he left, he just left and didn't say anything to you?
Oh, he just left. Gone.
No photography?
Not unless there was something in there I didn't see.
That the spotting scope might have been able to take images?
I've never seen one that did, but I don't know what they have.
Right.
You know, it didn't have a camera attached to it. You can get them that you attach a camera, but this one didn't have one apparently attached.
And from your perspective, did you see this big red-blue light only one night?
I believe the only time I saw it was one night. I know they had problems other times because people said so, but I only seen it the one night.
And no one ever debriefed you?
No, no one ever spoke to me. Matter of fact, nobody had ever contacted me after I got out of the service. Even the guys that seen it the same time I did. We never talked to each other.
Do you remember somebody telling you, don't talk about any of this?
No. Nobody talked to me about it. I'm telling you, nobody spoke to me about it at all.
Amazing.
Yeah. I thought it was a little odd, but, you know, when you're in the service, you just do what you're told.
30 years later, it was on June 25th, 2009, that the former deputy base commander at RAF Bentwaters, Lieutenant Colonel Charles Halt, went on the record in a press release that said that the lights that he and others saw in December of 1980 were, quote, extraterrestrial in origin, close quote. What is your reaction to that press release comment?
I'd have to agree, because I think it'd be pretty arrogant to think, in all the vastness of what's out there in our universe and other universes, that we're the only living, halfway intelligent beings there are. And I'm just not that arrogant.
If there were extraterrestrials in advanced craft interacting with Rendlesham Forest for at least 3 nights, possibly longer, why do you think that our government in the U.S. and the U.K. government seem to have a policy of denial about it?
They've always denied everything like that, haven't they? Don't the governments always think they know what's best for everybody?
Great story, Linda.
It is. It's extremely important. And, George, one of the bottom lines that I have been learning in talking to everyone is this, I'm going to call it compartmentalization. The fact that Rick Bobo, up over this very sensitive nuclear weapons storage area, would call twice. He's got this huge thing out there, and they keep telling him it's being taken care of. And somebody comes with a spotting scope that he thinks is Air Force Office of Special Investigations, and they don't even interact with him. It suggests that higher authority already knew something and that they did not want any interaction to be going on between the different D-flights in law enforcement and security. And if there was any discussion, then there would have to be explanations. And what I've also learned is that where C-flight, Jim Peniston and John Burroughs, they were on C-flight starting midnight to sunup on the 26th of December when they had their dramatic encounter with the dark, glassy craft in the forest. The next flight, which would be D-flight, they would all be going on in different shifts over a 24-hour period. D-flight people were never communicated at all about what happened to the C-flight people in Rendlesham Forest just hours before.